Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm not going to tell you who's performing now, but I'm going to tell you this. If you want to win tickets to see and hear Guns N' Roses, hint, hint, September 21st, give us a call, 651-989-9226. We're giving tickets away. Yes, we are. Guns N' Roses coming in September. 651-989-9226. Dr. David Hilden on the Shift Real Estate Hotline. Welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning in this heat?
Hey, Matt, Mike, it's great to be here. It's hot. I'm a Minnesota guy, so I think this is unbearably hot. But, you know, I was able to be out at the Twins game the other night. The Twins weren't hot, but the heat was.
I was out there. I found it kind of pleasant out there as the sun went down. How did you find it?
It wasn't too bad. You know, I was up behind the home plate, up a little bit high there. And, you know, the sun was not on me because, you know, it's behind you there to the west. And it was great to be out at the ballpark and, you know, have a brat. And so the heat was okay. The heat was okay as long as you're just sitting there and enjoying the game. So,
and maybe that's part of the key question. I know you like to run. I like to run. When do you know that it's okay to try to execute an activity outside, and when should you shut it down? And I understand some of that's based on your own physical condition and whatnot, but what are the do's and don'ts? When do you decide, no, not today?
Yeah, I do run, and I know active people, you know, you want to keep exercising, you want to do all the stuff that you're used to doing, but if you are not in pretty good shape, you should not be exercising outside in weather like we're having this week. That heat index, when it gets up into the 90s, and it's not just the temperature, it's the humidity, and they combine to make the heat index, and it simply prevents your body from cooling. So even if you are a pretty good conditioned person, it's more dangerous. Your heart has to beat stronger, your heart generates heat, and your body cools itself by sweating. And if you're not able to sweat very well, you can't cool yourself. And even if you are able to sweat, you lose body fluid by, you know, just through your skin. And so it's hard to keep up with that very bad cycle. So we're not recommending that people exercise or even be outside if you can help it. If your job requires it, well, there you go. But drink lots of water, get into the cool areas, wear loose fitting clothing, and drink whatever amount of water you're drinking, drink more.
You know, sunscreen, obviously, we talk about often, and to me, I always think, why wouldn't you just put on, you know, they have the different numbers for it, the 70, the 60. Why wouldn't you put on the most that you can find, and what's your advice on that as people go out in this? I mean, sunscreen, obviously, but how do you know what number to pick, and is there a formula there that you use?
Yeah, I would use the highest one you can get at this point. And it's not necessarily the heat. It's the actual direct sunlight on you. And so pick 30 or 50 or higher. I don't know that it makes a huge difference to get the biggest number you can find, but it should be at least 30 or 50. Things less than that are not as effective. What that number is telling you is how much longer under ideal situations can you be in the sun than you could have been had you not been wearing it. But those are under ideal conditions. In the real world conditions, people don't put it on enough. They don't cover all of their skin. They sweat it off. So I do recommend putting on a number that's at least 30 or 50 and do it right away in the morning. Even if you're just out doing your business, you know, going running errands, the sun on your arms and your face for just a short period of time can be damaging to your skin. My dermatologist friends they wear like 365 days a year.
Yeah, I hear that. They say, yeah, in wintertime, we just put it on, right?
They do. They put it on. Their kids wear big hats and they put them on sunscreen like as part of their morning routine. You might not want to take it that far, but certainly if you're out in these summer days like today, it should be on every exposed part of your skin and you should reapply it every couple of hours.
Who's the most vulnerable to heat stroke?
Children, older adults, and it should be said, pets. Anyone who has got a chronic health condition, an older adult or a child, they should be looked at by others, make sure they're drinking enough water, and keep them far away from cars. It is not safe to put a pet, a child, an older adult in a parked car for any length of time, even when the window's cracked. That's a really big one. So those vulnerable at the extremes of age and with medical conditions have to be especially careful. And we all should look out for our neighbors. If you have an elderly neighbor, for instance, reach out to them, make sure they're doing okay.
Last 30 seconds, I know you're not working the front lines at HCMC or the emergency at night, but what do you see the biggest spike in when it gets warm like this? Because we talk about violence and assaults and gun and all that stuff. We also talk about heat related. What is the most prominent that come through the door right now?
Everything that people do when they're outside and it gets hot is worse right now for the last few weeks. So you're right, Mike. Violence, that is a big one. Accidents. Lake water accidents, beaches, car accidents, motorcycle accidents, camping, fire incidents, anything that people are doing more when they're outside, we're seeing more. So take extra precautions when you're doing your fun summer activities, and everybody can stay safe that way.
Dr. Hilton, we'll listen to you with Rashidi on Sunday. Always appreciate it. Stay safe.
Thanks, Mike. Great to be with you.
You bet. Dr. David Hilton does a great show. Every Sunday morning with Rashidi as well, and he will again this week, and I'm sure heat will be a part of it. Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson and much more, a lot to talk about in the 7 o'clock hour. Stay with us. Mike Max sitting in on News Talk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.